I'd like to share a Buddhist technique for overcoming fear, anxiety, even panic, that is both simple and powerful, and that it is something I've found extremely effective. Now, I don't know who's tuning in. Maybe some of you are Buddhists and you will be very, very comfortable with this. You'll enjoy it very much. Some of you, perhaps not Buddhist, maybe this will be a little bit out of the ordinary, a bit unusual for you. But I would please say, just bear with it, because, like I say, I found this incredibly useful. And at this time, you know, with the news that we're hearing, with the things that we are seeing, I would imagine a lot of us find at least moments of anxiety and fear. You know, whether that's respect to our own health and what's happening to us, or what we might have happened to us, or whether that's what's happening to our loved ones, or just when the enormity of the situation the world is going through hits us, it's, you know, we shouldn't be surprised if we find ourselves sort of fearful and a bit overwhelmed. When I first started teaching, it wasn't something that came naturally to me at all. And so I would get quite nervous, and I'd be sitting, preparing, about to go into a room to address a small group of people. And, you know, like many people, have that sort of fear of public speaking, getting quite anxious. And then one day I came across this little passage in my teacher, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche's book, Meaningful to Behold, which is a commentary to the very beautiful poem written by the great Buddhist master Shantideva, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. And in there, there's this little passage, which I'd like to read out. Venerable Geshe says, "The great Bodhisattvas have always done everything they could to benefit others and protect them from even the most insignificant suffering. The superior Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, out of his great compassion, sought to alleviate people's fears by blessing his own name. He proclaimed, 'If frightened sentient beings recite my name 3 times, they will be free from all their fears. Whether the cause of fear is great or small, whether it is brought about by having to address a large crowd, or because we are frightened of violence, this compassionate blessing was and still is effective. This is only one small example of how a high-minded bodhisattva cherishes others and wishes to protect them.'" So I came across this little passage and I thought, I have to try that. You know, that sounds so simple. Just recite, say Avalokiteshvara's name 3 times. I have to find out if this works. Because if this works, that is just wonderful. So there I would be, preparing, feeling nervous, and I would imagine Avalokiteshvara in front of me, and I would feel this beautiful, enveloping warmth of love, compassion, kindness. And I would say out loud the name, Avalokiteshvara, Avalokiteshvara, Avalokiteshvara. And I would feel all my fear disappear. I would just feel held, carried, comforted. And that worked every time. And then at other times, I would find myself in situations that I'd be having an anxious reaction to, and I'd remember that experience. And I think, okay, let's call on Avalokiteshvara. Let's test it now. Let's see if it works in this situation. And it would. It would work every time. So because I'm sure lots of people are going through frightening moments, panic, anxiety, if you're open to this, I think this will be profoundly beneficial. So maybe we take a moment and we close our eyes, feel that we're in the presence of the Buddha of compassion. If you don't know what he looks like, don't worry. You can look it up at some point if you want, but mainly just feel this beautiful, pure energy, this radiant light of unconditional love, universal compassion. This is the Buddha of compassion. His name is Avalokiteshvara, which means the most powerful one in the world, because nothing is more powerful than compassion. Compassion always beats fear. And so we close our eyes, we feel the presence of this pure enlightened energy, this holy being, the Buddha of compassion. And we talk to him, we say his name. Avalokiteshvara, Avalokiteshvara, Avalokiteshvara. And I hope for you it will have the same effect as it has for me. My mind becomes calm, peaceful, I feel held, I feel comforted, I feel carried. Now, another thing, obviously, to draw from this is what an extraordinary example. Like, how wonderful it would be if we could be like that for our family, for our friends, so that whenever they think of us, their mind becomes peaceful. So I would suggest today, if we can, whenever we feel a bit frightened, draw close to Avalokiteshvara, say his name, and try throughout the day and the coming weeks and months to be a person that brings peace to our family, to our friends, to our community. How wonderful that would be.